Welcome back to Tesla Daily. A quick shout out to our sponsor, TeslaBox, offering real-time Sentry alerts and seamless cloud backup. Now let's dive into Tesla's October China sales figures, which saw a 5% year-over-year dip to around 68,000 units. This follows a record quarter, making the drop a bit surprising, wouldn't you say, Sarah?
Absolutely, especially considering the overall growth trajectory Tesla has maintained. This 23% month-over-month decline from September raises questions. Is it a blip, increased competition from BYD, or perhaps a sign of cooling demand in the Chinese EV market?
All valid points. BYD's October sales were up considerably, exceeding 500,000 units. While they offer a wider range of vehicles, including hybrids, it's hard to ignore their momentum. What's your take on the potential implications for Tesla's overall 2024 delivery targets?
Well, they need a strong Q4 to maintain year-over-year growth. The Shanghai Gigafactory, with a production capacity nearing 1 million vehicles annually, plays a crucial role not just for China, but for exports too. This slowdown could put pressure on other facilities to compensate. It'll be interesting to see how Tesla adjusts its strategy, perhaps through pricing or new model introductions.
Definitely. It's a complex equation with several moving parts. The planned expansion of the Austin Gigafactory and potential new models could be key factors in the coming year. But for now, this October dip warrants close attention. Moving on, we've got conflicting signals surrounding Tesla. Cathie Wood and Elon Musk project a $7 trillion valuation driven by robo-taxis. Yet several Tesla insiders, including Robin Denholm and Kimball Musk, have filed 10b5-1 plans to sell substantial portions of their stock.
It's certainly a head-scratcher. These plans, while designed to avoid insider trading accusations, raise eyebrows given the timing. Why sell if they truly believe in the imminent robo-taxi revolution?
Precisely. While insiders sell for various reasons, this comes amidst flat revenue growth, production plateaus, and regulatory hurdles for autonomous vehicles. It suggests a disconnect between the optimistic rhetoric and the on-the-ground reality.
Another analyst, Gary Black, points out the confusion between valuation and stock price. He believes Tesla's stock recovery is tied to improving earnings estimates, not just hype. The upcoming compact EV and Cybercab could be game changers, but the competition, especially from BYD, is fierce.
So we have competing narratives, explosive growth versus tempered expectations. The insider sales add another layer of complexity. Investors need to weigh these factors carefully. Is it a buying opportunity or a sign of overvaluation? It's a tough call. Tesla, a company famously averse to traditional advertising, just signed its first celebrity brand ambassador, South Korean Olympian Kim Ye-ji. This marks a significant shift in their marketing strategy.
It's a fascinating move. Kim's silver medal win and the subsequent viral attention from her stoic demeanor caught Elon Musk's eye. He even suggested she be cast in an action movie. Now she's representing Tesla Korea.
This seems to contradict Musk's previous statements about everyone paying full price and no celebrity endorsements. Remember the Snoop Dogg incident?
Exactly. This suggests a strategic pivot, perhaps recognizing the value of localized marketing, especially in a competitive market like South Korea, where domestic automakers dominate.
Kim's popularity in South Korea, coupled with her upcoming role as an assassin in a new film, aligns perfectly with the Tesla brand's edgy image. It's a calculated move to tap into a new demographic.
Beyond South Korea, this could signal Tesla's broader intention to utilize celebrity endorsements in other key markets. Think Shohei Ohtani for Japan, given his Tesla ownership and massive following.
It'll be interesting to see how this partnership unfolds and whether it influences Tesla's global marketing approach. It's a definite departure from their previous stance and signifies a potential new era for the company's brand building. From celebrity endorsements to software glitches, Tesla's making headlines again. This time, it's not a marketing stunt, but a real problem for one owner in Nova Scotia. A recent update to Tesla's smart summon feature has left his car trapped.
It's ironic, isn't it? A feature designed for convenience has become a major inconvenience. This owner, Jamie, relied on smart summon to navigate his tight parking spot, a setup that worked flawlessly for years until the V12.5.4.1 update.
Now, the system throws errors, detects phantom walls, and essentially refuses to cooperate. He's contacted Tesla support, even visited a service center, but no solution yet. They couldn't even offer a software rollback.
This raises serious questions about Tesla's quality control and update process. How can a software update completely disable a previously reliable feature? And why no rollback option? This isn't just a minor bug, it's rendering the car unusable for its intended purpose.
This situation highlights a broader issue with over-the-air updates. While they offer convenience and continuous improvement, they can also introduce unforeseen problems. Tesla's approach seems to prioritize rapid iteration over thorough testing, sometimes at the expense of user experience.
Absolutely. And for features like autonomous driving, reliability is paramount. If a simple parking assist feature can be so easily disrupted, what does that say about the more complex self-driving systems? This incident underscores the need for rigorous testing and robust fallback mechanisms in any software that controls a vehicle.
Another FSD incident making headlines, this time involving a deer. A Tesla owner, Paul S., shared his experience on social media after his FSD-equipped vehicle collided with a deer at night.
This incident underscores the limitations of Tesla's camera-only approach to autonomous driving. While cost-effective, relying solely on cameras can be problematic, especially in low-light or complex environments. Unlike systems that incorporate radar or LiDAR, Tesla's FSD struggles to accurately detect and react to obstacles like deer.
Paul's account highlights the safety concerns. While he credits the car's construction for preventing serious injury, the damage was substantial. A cracked windshield, dislodged hood, it raises questions about the system's ability to avoid collisions altogether.
It's a critical issue. This isn't just about minor fender benders. It's about preventing potentially fatal accidents. Tesla's commitment to a camera-only system might be compromising safety. Perhaps a more robust sensor suite is necessary to ensure reliable object detection in all conditions.
This incident fuels the ongoing debate about the safety and efficacy of Tesla's FSD technology. It will be interesting to see how Tesla responds and if this prompts any changes in their approach. Nissan and Mitsubishi joining forces for a robo-taxi and EV battery service venture. Interesting move, considering their existing partnership.
Indeed. This new JV focuses on services, leveraging Level 4 autonomous driving and at-home EV battery storage. It's a smart play, targeting specific needs within the evolving EV landscape.
The initial rollout in Yokohama and NAMI makes sense, allowing them to test and refine their services in controlled environments. The at-home battery storage and grid connection service is particularly intriguing.
Absolutely. It taps into the potential of EVs as more than just transportation. They become part of a larger energy ecosystem. Imagine using your car as a backup power source, or even selling excess energy back to the grid. It's a compelling value proposition.
The collaboration on AI-optimized routes and the focus on used battery collection and recycling are also noteworthy. It demonstrates a comprehensive approach to the EV lifecycle.
Agreed. It's not just about building and selling cars. It's about creating a sustainable infrastructure and service network. This partnership could significantly impact the future of EV adoption.
So, Rivian's taking a different approach to AI in their vehicles. Instead of chasing the fully autonomous dream like Tesla, they're focusing on incremental improvements to safety and user experience.
It's a pragmatic strategy. Rather than getting caught up in the race for level 5 autonomy, they're prioritizing features that can deliver immediate value to their customers. Think voice control, enhanced safety features, and a more seamless driving experience.
Their CSO, Wassim Ben Said, even called current in-car interfaces like touchscreens and buttons anomalies, bugs, not features. He envisions a future where voice interaction is the primary mode of control.
It's an ambitious vision, but one that aligns with the broader trend of intuitive human-computer interaction. If they can crack the code on reliable and effective voice control, it could be a game changer.
This focus on user experience also plays into their broader strategy of differentiating themselves from Tesla. They're not aiming to be a Tesla 2.0, but rather carve their own niche in the EV market.
Exactly. And given their recent production cuts and the challenging EV market, focusing on tangible improvements to the driving experience might be a smarter move than chasing the autonomous dream.
So we were just discussing user experience in EVs. Let's shift gears to some specific stock picks that are showing strong momentum: Tesla, ServiceNow, and Arista Networks. All three have a top Zacks rank and an A-plus technical momentum setup.
Interesting combination. Tesla, of course, is the EV play, but ServiceNow and Arista Networks are more enterprise-focused. What's the common thread?
Growth potential, primarily driven by strong earnings projections. Tesla, despite recent volatility, has seen significant upward revisions in earnings estimates, and both ServiceNow and Arista Networks are projected for double-digit earnings growth over the next few years.
Let's unpack Tesla. The stock's been a roller coaster this year. What's driving the renewed optimism?
Analysts are pointing to several factors: potential breakthroughs in AI, the humanoid robot project, and even whispers of new product categories. Plus, the technical chart is forming a descending wedge, which could signal a breakout if the stock trades above $250.
But if it drops below 200 forders, the pattern's invalidated, right? It's a high-risk, high-reward scenario. What about ServiceNow and Arista? Less volatile, I presume?
Indeed. ServiceNow is benefiting from the ongoing shift to cloud-based workflow automation, and Arista Networks is riding the wave of data center expansion. Both are solid bets for long-term growth, albeit with less of the Tesla-esque drama.
So a balanced portfolio approach, a bit of speculative spice with Tesla, and some foundational stability with ServiceNow and Arista. Makes sense.
So Katy Perry is performing at a Kamala Harris rally. Interesting, considering her connection to Elon Musk, a prominent Trump supporter.
It's definitely raising eyebrows. Remember when Perry got that Cybertruck, presumably a gift from Musk? The internet went wild. Now she's publicly supporting Harris, while Musk has been openly critical of celebrities endorsing her. It's a delicate situation, given their past friendship and Perry's enthusiasm for Musk's ventures like SpaceX.
It's a classic Hollywood meets politics story. Musk has been vocal, even combative, about celebrity endorsements. Will he call out Perry like he has other artists, or is their friendship immune to political divides?
Hard to say. Musk seems to be playing a calculated game. He's been critical of some celebrities, yet silent on others. Perry's support for Harris is a direct challenge to his political stance, but their personal connection might soften his response. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out. And speaking of star power, Lady Gaga is also joining the Harris campaign in Pennsylvania, a key swing state.
Pennsylvania is crucial for both candidates. Gaga's involvement adds another layer to the celebrity endorsement game. It's a tight race, and these high-profile appearances could influence voter turnout.
Absolutely. Celebrity endorsements can be a double-edged sword. They generate buzz, but they can also alienate voters who disagree with the celebrity's political views. It's a gamble, but in a close election, every vote counts.
This episode is sponsored by Tesla Box. Real-time Sentry alerts with video, seamless cloud and on-device backup, all with a simple USB connection. Now, on to a concerning trend. Two totaled Cybertrucks in Mexico within days of each other. One in Mexico City, the other in Guadalajara. The Guadalajara crash, a rollover with multiple injuries, raises serious questions.
Especially considering the Cybertruck's supposed rollover resistance. EVs have a low center of gravity, making rollovers less likely. Seeing a Cybertruck rollover, especially with the touted strength of its exoskeleton, is unexpected and warrants investigation. Were these incidents due to driver error, road conditions, or a vehicle malfunction? The NHTSA and Tesla need to analyze these crashes thoroughly.
Agreed. It's early days for the Cybertruck, but these incidents highlight the importance of real-world testing. Simulations and controlled environments can only tell you so much. We need data from actual crashes to ensure the Cybertruck lives up to its safety claims. We'll be following this story closely. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to Tesla Daily.